Welcome back to the programme. Now, there's a new film coming out in January called Stan and Ollie, which takes us back to the golden age of cinema, the time of Laurel and Hardy, as they were better known, and of black and white movies. And I'm joined by producer Bill Hughes, he of Mind the Gap, who has recommendations for black and white films to watch over the Christmas holidays, which sounds like a lovely idea. Why do we get kind of all gooey and warm about black and white movies?
Because it's almost like somebody introduces you to the concept of a library. It's like if you don't know what a library is and you go and get a book, if you don't know what black and white movies are, it's like you don't know movies. You need to educate yourself and you need to marinate yourself in good black and white movies to just enjoy them and enjoy the stories that are being told, because modern movies are all influenced or all informed by what the great directors in the golden era of Hollywood did in black and white.
Right.
And in the UK and what they did in black and white. And black and white images are just so classic. And what's great about black and white movies is the sparkling scripts. These days it's all about CGI and special effects, and if there isn't a car chase and at least 40 killings, it's not a movie.
This is
true. You know, when a good reputation is being savaged behind its back in a black and white and somebody's sneaking in and out of the shadows, I just love that. And that's more like real life. That's more like what we're all going to encounter. And, you know, the bitchiness of a good one-liner can't be ever underestimated, because then you can carry that into your own life and use it on somebody as well. You know?
Should you so wish. That's very interesting what you say. There was less violence, wasn't there?
There was so much less violence. And it's really funny because in 1980, when Martin Scorsese was deciding to make Raging Bull with Robert De Niro, that movie, he knew in his head the boxing scenes were going to have to be incredibly gory. And so it was going to be blood and guts, and that would put a lot of the audience off. So he made the decision to make it in black and white. And so it's not remotely as... Now, the intensity of getting punched in the face and the intensity of the glove hitting the jaw and all that sort of stuff, it's there, but that's a black and white movie that any man or any boxing fan, and I hate to be sexist in saying man, but a lot of women are boxing fans, but if they want to watch something like that over Christmas... Yeah. Not you. But really, it's the one-liners and it's the comedy and it's the arch eyebrows and it's all that. And our great heroines, Betty Davis and Joan Crawford and, you know.
Start giving me names.
Well, Some Like It Hot. Some Like It
Hot.
Oh,
terrific.
If people haven't seen that, I want to slap them. Do you know, what are you at?
No violence,
movies?
No violence.
There's no violence. But also the undertone of what it was about. And now, remarkably, that was to be made in colour. But Marilyn Monroe asked, could she see the rushes of the test screenings? And Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis looked so grotesque in the makeup that she said, no, it's going to be so much better in black and white. And they made it in black and white. And so that was, you know, a big decision made. But a film that I think these days, everybody's talking about the Kardashians and all that. If you want to see the origin of the Kardashians, you need to go back to 1939 to a movie by George Cukor called The Women. And it is the original Women. It's a play by Claire Booth Luce. It was a Broadway hit, and then Anita Loos converted it into a screenplay. And there are 120 speaking parts in the film because it's all chatter. It's chatter in spas and bars and women's toilets at nighttime and nightclubs, and it's all elegance, and it's Joan Crawford, Joan Fontaine, Paulette Goddard, everybody's in it, and Rosalind Russell.
It sounds glamour,
but
anyway.
But they're all talking about men. But there's 120 women, and not one man appears, even in the crowd scenes, even in the street scenes, even in the railway scenes.
Is that not sexist?
No, it's brilliant. It's so funny. And for some reason, right in the middle of the film, it goes to a colour fashion show for 5 minutes and then comes back to black and white.
Right.
So it is. But the women, just for the script, please
okay.
watch it. You know, find it.
Some like Casablanca, I presume.
Casablanca, of course.
People are word
All
perfect.
About Eve. Yes. All About Eve with Betty Davis and Anne Baxter. And that's about to be revived in the West End with Gillian Anderson playing the Betty Davis part of Margot Channing, the actress who gets apprenticed by this really manipulative young woman called Eve Harrington, who then tries to take over her life, take over her relationships. And so all about Eve. If you haven't seen it, what are you at? You know?
Right, okay. Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Alfred Hitchcock can be a little bit down behind the couch with your eyes.
Yeah, but
not,
well, Rebecca, it is a psychological thriller, but you've got the incredibly urbane Laurence Olivier as this widower, and it's kind of mysterious where Rebecca, his first wife, went.
Right.
And it seems that it's a secret between him and his housekeeper, the incredible Mrs. Danvers, who, perfect black and white. I mean, she dresses in black. She's in and out of black and white shadows. She's constantly sniffing Rebecca's fur coat and trying to remember what Rebecca was like. And poor Joan Fontaine comes into this and she's like a little lamb to the slaughter. She's no clue what she's doing in this big house and all these people around her behaving weirdly. You got to see Rebecca. But right. Young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks, Madeleine Kahn, got to see that too. So
you're a fan of black and white?
Yes, love them. Yeah, and I try and get my wife to watch things she hasn't seen really anything. So we're on a project to try and get her to watch a few.
Okay. Where
will he start? Well, I think you've already managed to start. We were having a little word outside and he's done Sunset Boulevard, which is incredible. I recommended the Last Picture Show to you.
Yes.
I recommended The Women to you. The Last Picture Show you've got to see as well. And
just catch to come out, because people don't all have DVDs anymore.
No.
How do they get them?
Go online, go to YouTube's movie channel, and YouTube's movie channel has these for 3 or 4 euro. You can actually download and watch. You can also go to the IFI, now has its own...
In Dublin.
But the IFI website.
Oh, right.
And they have access as well.
Okay.
But if you want, if you're like me and you're a troglodyte and you want to have a DVD, go to Golden Discs or go to Tower and buy boxes of black and white box sets, you know.
Okay.
They're all there.
Okay, listen, I'm going to have to leave it there, but we will put your Ode to Kill a Mockingbird is in there, separate tables, I remember that.
David Niven.
There's loads of stuff there, and we'll put the list up. Bill, thank you very much indeed. I gather your Lords and Ladies is moving on.
It's so everywhere. 28 countries now.
Wow. Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed for that.